95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Well, that means Josh Messar Prod is here. Morning Hog Brew Review Time. Yeah. Give it up for Josh.
Hey, welcome back, buddy.
Seems like it's been like a week or something.
Yeah, right around there.
But it's been one of those really hectic weeks. And I was like, man, I need something to shake out the cobwebs this week. And you were like, I got you.
I do got you. This
good.
Week. Yeah.
Let's
yeah, I got some pretty cool beers today. I don't think we've had any of these on the show. Maybe one of them. But three for sure. Mm. One of them, I'm not sure.
About. I love it.
I don't recognize the beers. I recognize the breweries, though.
Okay. I would hope so.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll check your math there, Josh. Steve's got your... Take a check
down. Yeah, start taking some notes.
All right, I will. Got my pen in hand right here.
All right, perfect.
Let's go.
So, first off, we're going to start off with our friends over there at Line and Kugel.
Okay.
It's always fun to say,
like
right?
The Line and
Kugel. Line and Kugel.
Yep.
Line and Kugel.
Not hard.
This is their red lager.
Okay.
Now, when I first read that, I thought it would have grapefruit.
What made you think that?
Hmm.
Red.
You know, red grapefruits?
You mean pink grapefruit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Do you wear blue blocker glasses when you eat grapefruit?
No,
just
what?
I was just wondering. Okay. Red, ooh. As in the hue of
smells
that brew,
very
right?
Good.
Right?
So this is definitely a fall time beer. I know the weather's not quite there. Apparently it's supposed to feel pretty good this weekend.
Yeah.
From what I was told, but
yeah.
I don't believe that anymore.
Sure.
that's a little more hoppy than I thought.
Right. So this beer used to be very popular back in the day. Line and Kugel did it. And they brought it back and that's exactly what they did. Is they improved some of the hop bitterness in there.
I love
balanced
this.
Balanced it out a little bit.
I do too. That's really good, dude.
Yeah, that's exceptional.
Yeah, so it's a Vienna style lager, so you're going to get a lot of that malt and stuff on the back end.
Okay.
Nice caramel flavors.
Yes.
A lot of that malt. And like you said, though, they change it up a little bit, add some hops in there.
That's really,
really
good.
Really nice balance.
What is the red theme in all your other red brews, all your red lagers?
Most of it's going to be the roasted malt.
Just the malted malt.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Simple. Yeah, most of the time the color in a beer is going to be from how much the malt is roasted. So
okay.
If it's roasted super dark, you're going to get a darker beer and so on and so forth, which we'll kind of talk about in later beers today.
Steve was going to dye his yard red, you know, just for the fall.
Just for the fall?
Yeah, just to make it look fall, and then the city.
Was mine like, does no. It naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, just do it naturally?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, is your yard bleeding?
No, I just don't. Take care of it.
Okay, gotcha.
Sure. So everything dies off and turns out yellowish red.
That's
all right.
Yeah, you get a lot of good colors, though. It's like, right. That's what fall's all about. It's the pretty colors.
But so for this beer, it is a seasonal beer for us. So it should get replaced by summer shandy, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So if you see it out there, grab it now.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
12-pack bottles,
okay.
12-pack cans, and I believe 6-pack bottles, if I'm not mistaken.
I recommend getting all 12 of those and don't share them. Don't
exactly. Right. Yeah, don't
keep them for yourself or bring them here, Morning Hog. Okay, that's a great start.
Yeah, nice fall beer, right?
Yeah, very, very nice.
This one's good for any time of the year.
Really? Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Our friends over there at Central 28 in DeBary.
Oh, love those guys.
I believe they just had an anniversary last weekend.
Really?
And I think if you look at their website, they have a 5K coming up as well.
Yeah, they emailed me. They want me to run. I was like, do I drink beer during it? Because, I mean, that would be all right if you can just drink.
Well, there's that one guy.
Some, but that's fine.
That one guy there's that one guy that smoked cigs throughout his whole marathon.
Oh,
I'm sure you can drink a beer.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Who's going to judge you? If you're running,
yeah,
I can't judge you because I'm not running.
Sounds like quite a challenge. Plus, one of your arms is going to get a good workout, too, because you're holding a 12-ounce cylinder.
Man.
Think about that.
All right.
I don't know,
really
I don't know what
good.
You do with the other arm. I guess maybe two beers.
Two beers, yeah. You got to balance out.
We'll worry about it next week. All right, wow. So what are we getting into? What is this?
So this is a beer that's been around for Central 28 for quite some time now, usually on draft or in their tap room, but they're finally canning it, which is it's awesome. So it's Show Pigeon IPA.
Love this.
Me too.
6.7%.
Man.
Very easy
to really
drinking.
Good.
Show Pigeon. Is there a story behind it?
There is. You want me to read you the story to give you some of the cliff notes?
I want to speculate that it's about a pigeon that actually had a human voice that wanted to be an actor. That's my guess, but you tell us the
real
story.
Has nothing to do with a pigeon.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. It does.
Disappointing. Oh, wow. Really thought I was really close.
So they one day they were out in the brewery brewing stuff, and a pigeon showed up.
Okay.
Flew around the tanks, hung out for quite some time, and kind of got to know the crew there, and apparently he had been back several times after that, and they lovingly named it Show Pigeon after this pigeon that hung out for quite some time.
Nice.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
You know, yeah.
Nice little story. sometimes you get the weird named beers and you're like, sure. I don't know. That probably has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Is it brewed with pigeons?
No.
Well, I mean, you say that now, but someone's going to be like, what kind of beer is this? It's a show pigeon. Is it brewed with pigeons?
You mean like pigeon meat? Is that what you're speculating?
Whatever you want to use.
Steve had a bird fly into his garage one time. It wasn't a pigeon, but he named it Todd with two D's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Two D's. Was that necessary?
No, that was Chad.
Oh, Chad with two D's.
Chad with two D's. All
right, so definitely unnecessary on
yeah, the for sure.
Two D's.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go into Steve's garage anymore.
Was he in 3D?
No, he's 1D.
Don't answer those questions. Don't answer those questions. You don't want to know. That's exceptional, though.
Right. I said, a great IPA. Nothing crazy or anything like that. Just really, really great, easy drinking IPA.
Yes.
Like I said, available in draft at their tap room. Definitely check out their tap room. Like I said, it's over there in DeBary. Very cool spot. They have an area that's kind of inside the brewery. You can do some activities as well, but they have a really nice tap room.
Okay.
And, check them out.
Central 28. I like it. SRProd.com/beerfinder. Can we find it there?
Absolutely.
Just making sure. We hadn't mentioned it yet. I want to make sure. Well, I guess we should take a break.
All right.
Talk about pigeons.
We'll need a break for these next ones.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Do we need a seatbelt?
Yeah.
Okay. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.